Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Mercy Thompson Book 1, Moon Called, by Patricia Briggs. Narrated by Kaya Freites, with a full cast.
I didn't realize he was a werewolf at first. My nose isn't at its best when surrounded by axle grease and burnt oil, and it's not like there are a lot of stray werewolves running around. So, for a second, I thought he was a customer. I was burrowed under the engine compartment of a Jetta, settling a rebuilt transmission into its new home. One of the drawbacks in running a one-woman garage was that I had to stop and start every time the phone rang or a customer stopped by. It made me grumpy, which isn't a good way to deal with customers. My faithful office boy and tool rustler had gone off to college, and I hadn't replaced him yet. It's hard to find someone who will do all the jobs I don't want to.
Be with you in a sec.
Transmission jacks be damned. The only way to get a transmission into an old Jetta is with muscle. There are times when being a woman is especially useful in my line of work, but even weightlifting and karate can't make me as strong as some men. Usually, leverage can compensate, but sometimes there's no substitute for muscle, and I had just barely enough to get the job done. I held the transmission where it belonged with my knees and one hand. With the other, I slipped the first bolt in and tightened it. I wasn't finished, but the transmission would stay where it was while I dealt with my customer. I rolled out from under the car and snagged a rag to wipe the oil off my hands.
Can I help you?
That's when I got a good enough look at the boy to see he wasn't a customer, though he certainly looked as though someone ought to help him. The knees of his jeans were ripped out and stained with old blood and dirt. Over a dirty tee, he wore a too small flannel shirt, inadequate clothing for November in eastern Washington. He looked gaunt, as though he'd been a while without food. My nose told me, even over the smell of gasoline, oil, and antifreeze permeating the garage, that it had been an equally long time since he'd had a shower. And under the dirt, sweat, and old fear was the distinctive scent of werewolf.
I was wondering if you had some work I could do. Not a real job, ma'am, just a few hours' work.
I could smell his anxiety before it was drowned out by a rush of adrenaline when I didn't immediately refuse.
A job would be okay, too, but I don't have a social security card, so it would have to be cash under the table.
Most who come around looking for cash work are undocumented people trying to tide themselves over between harvest and planting season. This boy was white-bred American, except the part about being a werewolf, with chestnut hair and brown eyes and tall. My instincts, which are pretty good, pinned his age at about 15. His shoulders were wide but bony, and his hands were a little large, as if he still had some growing to do.
I'm strong. I don't know a lot about fixing cars, but I used to help my uncle keep his bug running.
I believed he was strong. Werewolves are. As soon as I had picked up the distinctive musk and mint scent, I'd had a nervous urge to drive him out of my territory. However, not being a werewolf, I control my instincts. I'm not controlled by them. It is my own private policy not to break the law. I drive the speed limit, keep my cars insured, pay a little more tax to the feds than I have to. I've given away a 20 or two to people who've asked, but never hired someone who couldn't appear on my payroll. There was also the problem of him being a werewolf, and a new one at that. The young ones have less control of their wolves than others. He hadn't commented on how odd it was to see a woman mechanic, and that won him points, but not enough points for what I was about to do. He rubbed his hands together and blew on them to warm up his fingers, which were red with chill.
All right.
It was not the wisest answer, but watching his slow shivers, it was the only one I could give.
We'll see how it works. There's a laundry room and a shower back through that door. My last assistant left some of his old work coveralls. You'll find them hanging on the hooks in the laundry room. If you want to shower and put those on, you can run the clothes you're wearing through the washer. There's a fridge in the laundry room with a ham sandwich and some pop. Eat, then come back out when you're ready.
I wasn't going to work with a hungry werewolf. Not even almost 2 weeks from full moon. Some people will tell you werewolves can only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?